He says, I guess you'll spit now, huh? I said, yep. So they had a big, I guess he called it a spit tomb, a spitting that thing. He says, now, we'll let you rest a few minutes to take the other one out of this, and if you're going to take it out, go after it now. Get it. He went back and got them both out. Now I says, go over to your uncle's. I said, is it necessary I go to bed? Well, he says, you should go rest. I said, I'm not tired. Then the second day after, I got a nephew of mine that was living in Abbeville. I had him to drive me at what they call the big school down way up on the other side of the overpass bridge.
That's at Cowell and San Hebrew Short School.
He was a Nunez. I had my nephew to drive me over there. I says, AC, you got two good horses? He says, yeah. I said, well, you come take me home. I got on the horse there and rode back home. We swam the Intercoastal Canal, and I come on back home on horseback.
That's like a tale you read.
Today they stay in the bed, man, for 4 or 5 days, and then they got to walk particularly. That's a humbug.
Now, what you writing, son, on this? Oh. You put that in a book?
Well, she presumed that he had done beat her back.
Beat her back.
To her home, yeah.
In other words, when she got there, he'd already be.
Yeah, well, she thinks so.
He'll already be what?
Yeah. So,
when she gets back, he'll already be?
He'd already be home waiting.
Be home?
Right after you left, well, I pumped that piece out, and I got the one on the back I ain't went to yet.
I wanted to ask you about the food. How do you take your coffee?
How do I make my coffee?
How do you take it? Yeah. Do you like it?
Well, I like my coffee strong and very little sugar. Now, this old doctor that I told you that I used to have to go after on horseback, he'd often, he was a great coffee drinker. And he'd wash me, and I'd used to take about 2 heaping teaspoons full of sugar in my coffee. And he'd look on it and always have a frown on him, you know. So one day I went there, and he had his own drugstore in his office where he had his patients. And he'd made some coffee, and I went over there after him. So he said, well, we'll drink a cup of coffee. So and he washed me. And when we got through, he says, you know, he says, they often talk about coffee is a detriment to a human being. He said, that's not true. Well, we always called him Lolo. I never called him Doc. I'd call him by his real name because we were raised together. I said, Lolo, what makes the people say that? Well, he says, coffee will hurt you. But he says, it's not the coffee. He says, what you put in it too much. Too much sugar, too much of that cream. He says, that's no good. He said, that's the part that hurts you the worst. It's not the coffee. Well, then I got used to it, and I'd wash him. He'd take just about 1/4 teaspoonful of sugar. And I got used to that now, and if you put too much sugar, I don't want it. I'd rather throw it away.
Yeah.
And I've got a bunch of my kids. Now you take our youngest boy here. He don't use sugar, period. Glenn, my daughter's husband that you met, he don't use no sugar. My oldest daughter, she don't use sugar. Now I've got a boy that married my youngest daughter, who is Wallace Corner.